Balls, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is Tales from the Flipside on the Diesel Punk Podcast, and I am your host, the comic book loving, time traveling, diesel punk prophet of pop culture, the artist also known as Big Daddy Cool, John Pica. You can call me Johnny. And on tonight's episode, we are going to talk about board games for diesel punks. Now, I love board games. Everybody knows that I am a board game freak. I have my own YouTube. I do my own YouTube reviews on the Tales from the Flipside YouTube channel, and really, really, really love board games. I also love diesel punk. You heard me introduce myself as the diesel punk prophet of pop culture. Some of you watching may not know what diesel punk is. Diesel punk is the mashup, the fusion, if you will, of science fiction, contemporary technology, with the art, style, and aesthetics of the Jazz Age, the diesel era, the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Think Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow, The Rocketeer, Captain America First Avenger, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Those are all diesel punk movies that give you an idea of the genre. And Indiana Jones is a good example of pulp-influenced diesel punk. I love comics. And you guys have seen the posts that I make on Diesel Punk Comics. We review them on the video episodes every week. You know, I give you my hot picks, and they're usually diesel punk titles like Hellboy 1955, Lobster Johnson, Athena Voltaire, Moonshine, a bunch. And I actually did a recent podcast episode. You can go back and listen on the top five diesel punk comics you should be reading. But I thought it would be cool to do a five board games that you should be playing. And these are board games that are great for anyone, and especially great if you're into the diesel punk aesthetic. Now, a couple of caveats here. There are a few games that I am not going to mention on this because I haven't played them yet, so I don't know if they're great or not. I'm not going to mention Scythe. That is not going to be on my list, even though that probably is the quintessential diesel punk board game. Why am I not going to mention it on my list? Because it is a game that you have to be a hardcore gamer to be into. It's a 90-minute, at least 90-minute game, and it takes a long time, and you got to have a group of people dedicated to play it. The games I like are the games that are easy to learn, quick to play, or quick to learn and easy to play, and take between 15 to 30 minutes to play it. So with that in mind, that's my list. Now, in no particular order, I'm just going to run down these games that I think are fantastic. And I would love to hear your comments. The best way to do it is to go post on the Facebook page or send me an email, bigdaddycool@bigdaddycoolshows.com. And you can get that email address or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever your social media platform of choice, at bigdaddycoolshows.com. All right, first up, Unexploded Cow. The concept on this is ridiculous, and it's a lot of fun. Basically, here's the idea. France is littered with unexploded bombs from World War II. England has a mad cow epidemic. So, to solve both problems, you're going to march herds of mad cows across the minefields of Europe. And you're going to blow them up. So you get rid of these unexploded bombs, these mines, and you get rid of the cows with mad cow disease. And as you do it, you get money. Every time a cow explodes, you win money. You win cash. Is a great little game. Tons of Dieselpunk aesthetics. Basically, it's anamorphic cows in World War II military uniforms. It's phenomenal. It's a lot of fun. I love this game a lot. And I did a review of it on YouTube. You can go back and see that. The Dieselpunk Game Night Unexploded Cow Review. Great, great game. And it's a small game. You can throw it in a backpack and take it with you to a party or to a con, to a friend's house. And it's so quick to learn and easy to play. Your casual game friends will like it. And you'll have a lot of fun. Up next, this one's a little bit more complicated. Not quite as straightforward, not quite as easy, but I like it a lot. And that's the game Nefarious. In Nefarious, you play a mad scientist bent on global domination. And as a mad scientist, you're going to spy on your rivals, and you're going to create inventions to take over the world. Nefarious is really cool, and it's got this whole mad scientist late 50s, like this 50s, mid to late 50s visual aesthetic to it. It's a lot of fun, Nefarious, and they just put out a new expansion pack called Becoming a Monster, and it really plays off the monster movies of the 30s, 40s, and 50s. But Nefarious, if you want to play a mad scientist bent on taking over the world, Nefarious is a lot of fun. Now, there's a lot of different aspects to the game. You make the inventions to win money, because that's your goal, is to win cash, to make a fortune. So you make these inventions, you earn money through spying, through corporate espionage, and there's a lot of different other ways. It's a lot of fun, Nefarious. So we got Unexploded Cow, and we got Nefarious. Number three on my list is King of Tokyo. And King of Tokyo is one of my all-time favorite games. King of Tokyo is basically Rampage. And Rampage is really Godzilla and King Kong and a giant wolfman in video form. Now, it's coming out in a movie. I can't wait for the movie to come out. But King of Tokyo is basically the original Godzilla monster movies from the 30s and 40s, from the 40s, I guess it was, because that first one, I think, came out in 46, 47, 48, right in there. But you basically play Godzilla or King Kong or Cthulhu. And your goal is to win points or destroy the other monsters fighting against you. It's a really cool game because it's got this cool dynamic with dice rolls and power-up cards. And, at first it seems very complicated when you get into it. But once you start playing, the first time around the table, you've got it. And there are two ways to win. Either by earning points for, staying in or going into the city or picking up power points through the roll of the dice. Or by destroying the rest of the monsters and being the last one standing. King of Tokyo has a lot of great expansion packs. And what makes it really diesel is that the concept is based off of the original Diesel-era monster movies, Godzilla, King Kong, and since they issued an expansion pack with Cthulhu as one of the playable monsters last year, it became even more diesel punk. And it's a lot of fun. It is my son and I's favorite game to play together. I've never beaten him. It's a trip. It's by Iello Games, Iello, and you can get it just about anywhere. Barnes & Noble, Target, I would say Toys R Us, but you'll probably be able to get it at Toys R Us at a deep discount next week. All right, so we got Unexploded Cow, Nefarious, and King of Tokyo. Fourth on my list of board games for diesel punks is Njet. Njet. We just reviewed this on the vodcast, on the video podcast on Tales from the Flipside on YouTube. Bewitched Raven and I just reviewed it. It's going to hit this Wednesday. So some of you got a sneak peek. If you're a patron at patreon.com, you've already had access to this. But for the general public, it's going to hit this week. And Njet is another one with anamorphic animals in these awesome World War II Russian military uniforms. It's just visually, the aesthetic is out of this world. And it's a trick-taking game. It's a card game similar to Bridge, but there's some strategy in that each player, you go around and each player determines or eliminates items to determine what the trump hand is going to be. And it's a lot of fun, and it's visually stunning. Again, it's another game by Iello Games, and they're doing some really great, great stuff. Their design work is top-notch, maybe the best out there, and they create a lot of variety in their games. So there's something for everyone in what they produce. And Njet is a great trick-taking card game that any diesel punk would love to play. So check that out. And check out our review on YouTube. By the way, all of these games, with the exception of this last one, are reviewed on video on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/BigDaddyCoolShows. It is the Tales from the Flipside video channel, YouTube channel, and you can check these out on that. And the last game that I want to talk about is one that I haven't reviewed on video yet, but it is a really, really cool concept. And before I talk about this, there's a game which is actually my favorite board game of all time that I did not include, but it is a good game for diesel punks just because of the history of it. My favorite game of all time is Monopoly. And Monopoly was created in the diesel era, in the Jazz Age, during the Great Depression of the 30s. And the entire game is based on Depression-era Atlantic City. Now, that in and of itself makes it a great game of interest to diesel punks, the history. But the game that is really diesel punk is what happens after the game of Monopoly ends. And that is a game by Cryptozoic called The Doom That Came to Atlantic City. Basically, here's what happens. You've just finished a game of Monopoly. You know, the houses and hotels are built. The payouts have been made. Everyone lives happily ever after or has gone bankrupt. And then Cthulhu and the other elder gods come ashore and start destroying everything. So this is the Monopoly game for people who hate Monopoly. You've got H.P. Lovecraft Diesel-era horror author characters, Cthulhu and the other Elder Gods, destroying the Diesel-era, the Jazz Age Atlantic City. And it's really the rule sheet is like three things. You do this, and you do this. And it's really super easy to learn and to play. I haven't done a video review of it yet, but I plan to. Now, the original sets that went out had pewter pieces. They're these gorgeous, you know, cast pewter pieces of the monsters. The later editions, the mass production editions, they're plastic, but they're still quality. I mean, high quality. This game is top notch. Now, it was published by Cryptozoic. They're not publishing it anymore, so it's going to be one of those games that you have to go out and find. Luckily, there's a lot of them on eBay and Amazon. I highly recommend it. Now, those are my five favorite games for Dieselpunks. They happen to be five of my favorite games, period. Now, there are a lot of other games that I love to play, like Sushi Dice and Santorini, and there are others that aren't on this list because they don't necessarily fit the Dieselpunk aesthetic. But from a Dieselpunk aesthetic, we've got Unexploded Cow, Nefarious, King of Tokyo, Nyet, and The Doom That Came to Atlantic City. I want to highly recommend those to any Dieselpunk who is into board games. And one of the things that I didn't mention is the reason I love board games so much is because in this digital world, in the digital plane, as we become more and more disconnected through the connections of Facebook and social media, board games create a tactile experience to build relationships and community. So from that aspect, you know, it makes it easy to unplug, set the phone aside, turn off the computer, turn off the TV, and sit around the table with friends and family and create a connection, create a community, and board games do that, and that's one of the reasons I love them. As we become more and more entrenched in digital media, it becomes more and more important to disconnect and engage in the audio or the analog, in the analog versions, and that's what board games give you. Well, guys and gals, that is it for this week's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I want to emphasize once again that if you did, drop me a note at BigDaddyCool@BigDaddyCoolShows.com. Connect with us at BigDaddyCoolShows.com. And if you like what we do, drop a tip in our digital tip jar at Patreon.com/BigDaddyCoolShows. Well, guys and gals, that is it for this week. Until the next time, swing hard, swing often, and we'll catch you on the flip side.